Second packet for Yom, third Mishnah. Hamikpas shel truma v'ashruma v'shem shel chulin. You have some type of meichel made out of some congealed food, something made out of beans or something, porridge or the like, and it has garlic and oil in it. So the main body of this meichel is truma, and the oil and the garlic are chulin. Shnogut fulyam miksasa. If the fulyam touched part of it, pasal es kula. It's considered one unit, and it passes everything. Yeah. So here's a chiddush that even if he touched the shum, which is chulin, and chulin should not become tummy, because chulin cannot become tummy from the fulyam. But here, since it's one meichel, and the majority of the meichel is truma, what any part of it you touch is considered part of that meichel, and it becomes pasul's entire meichel. Hamikvah shel chulin v'ashum v'shemen shel truma. If the main body of this meichel is chulin, and the shum and the shemen is truma, shenogat fulyam miksasa, the pasul el magoyim. If the fulyam touched only part of them, he only pasul's the place that he touched. So here's a chiddush that even though we said before that the miut, minority, has a din of the majority of the chumrah, here we're saying that it's bottled to the majority with respect to the first halacha. But here, even though it's not going to be the thing that's going to decide what the status of the Torah, the entire machal is, but the chum itself is not bottled. Yeah. So once again, even though it's a minority, that the truma that he did touch does become tummy. Yeah. There's a lot of garlic in it, then go by the majority. If the majority is shum, then the whole thing becomes tummy. It's out, you know, it's shum of truma. Truma. All right, usually Mose is man shem kush bekayim. That which we say that if you touch one part of it, the whole thing becomes tummy. Is only when it's one chunk. I have a food job in the ducha. You have pieces that were crushed and you have different pieces sitting next to one another, then tahor. Then even if the majority is shum of truma, but he only passes the piece that he touched because that becomes a shlishi and it's not a time with other pieces. They should write to be zura, because over there he wants it to be separate pieces and therefore we don't look at it as one chunk. Other type of things that are crushed with a liquid. That is the din. It's the same din that we said before, that if a tefillin touched one piece, it's not matam of the other pieces. Because that piece becomes possible, and the other ones are not connected to it, even if there's a mashkin, Tfulyam doesn't pass the mashkin that it didn't touch. If something generally is crushed together with the liquid to help the crushing process, and this time he did it without the liquid, and they're one chunk, that is like an eagle tveilo, which means a bunch of dried figs that are stuck together, and then we still look at them as independent entities. So even though it was stuck together, you only met time the one you touched and not the other ones.